more on UAPs. When we talk about extraterrestrials abducting people, we are not talking just about those civilian people who are asleep in their beds. We are talking about people from all walks of life. It has been said by some investigators they believed more abductions occur to people who have Rh-negative blood. I don't believe this has ever been scientifically verified, but it certainly could be true. One abductee who was a member of the military at the time, specifically the US Army, said he was abducted for 3 months, but it was only 18 minutes in Earth time. He went on to say he was given a message. This was not the usual type of abduction from a bedroom. He was abducted from a field after he fainted. They told the man he had been reincarnated and had lived many thousands of years ago and was killed. He went on to say he was told we soon will find alien ruins. For years I have felt we already did find ruins on Mars and it was being kept secret, and this was based on what I and others found when carefully exploring Mars photos from NASA. He said he was also told there were 135 billion beings living in the universe. There is a story about a man who some say was told part of the UAP which crashed at Roswell had hit the ground before that, and a piece of the ship came apart there. Supposedly that happened somewhere near Socorro, New Mexico. I had a conversation with the famous Dr. Lear, who was the doctor removing alien artifacts from people's bodies, and he had told me before he died, he owned a piece of the wreck, but that was all he said about it except for the fact he had a friend hide it and keep the location from him for safety. I don't know where the piece came from. Are there ancient techniques which we haven't been told about which we could use today? One man says yes, and it is happening in the building of structures. He claimed some of it was used to build the Great Pyramid and we have rediscovered it. We know we have found the remains of ancient cities which are still radioactive, but he takes it a step further and states there was a nuclear war in ancient Egypt and says this can be proved by the glass remains under the sand that was created by nuclear weapons. Some say they were UAP-shaped clouds, but that is not what one fisherman thinks who believe they were flying saucers overhead. Experts are saying they were only clouds. I would like to mention the fact there have been photos taken of UAPs hiding in clouds which were partially visible at the time. It seems to me there have been far more than usual saucer-shaped clouds around lately. There is something related to extraterrestrials, and that is the instruments we are going to use to find them. Many scientists are placing their bets on a proposed new telescope that is in the planning stage. It is called the European Extremely Large Telescope, and the combined diameter of the mirrors is said to be 128 feet. That means about 1,540 inches. I remember when the largest telescope in the world was the one at Mount Palomo, which has a mirror that is 200 inches in diameter. The James Webb Telescope has a combined mirror diameter of 21.3 feet or 255.6 inches. This means the new scope will be at least 6 times more powerful than the Webb. It will be at a disadvantage being an earthbound scope, but the size should more than make up for this. When we talk about power, we are really talking about light-gathering ability. It is amazing how long people have been seeing UAPs. It has been so long, the first time is lost in the fog of ancient history. There are probably many in the military who have seen them over bases and such who never mentioned it. One man who is now 94 years old, was a captain at a missile base and is saying he witnessed a UAP over the base for several minutes. It seems some elderly people believe they can now tell their sighting stories because they have nothing to lose at their age, and I think they are correct. There have also been several deathbed confessions. He said it was silent and didn't give off any heat. We have been searching for alien signals for many years and have found some signals which fooled us for a little while, but upon further investigation reasons were found for them other than extraterrestrial signals by intelligent beings. Now a signal from HD 154595 has excited the scientists again. They believe it has the potential to be a signal from intelligent life. This is far from being proved, however. Lately, we have been hearing about UAPs which have a pinkish color. I thought this was strange, but found a sighting of one which goes back 50 years. A woman claimed to see a UAP in the sky and described it as looking like a pink, upside-down, teacup. The witness said it hovered for about 10 to 15 minutes, but left when a jet plane came along. There were two other witnesses who couldn't agree on what they were seeing. More on the whistleblower David Grush and his testimony before Congress. One of the things we haven't heard much about is he said the US military and defense contractors are withholding evidence. He is not only referring to technology, but also to the alien bodies he said they found and I presume the live ones. I had mentioned in a comment to Preston Dennett, the famous UFO author, the fact I felt it was going to be a hard fight to get UAP information and said we never would get all of it and he agreed. There will always be info kept from us for various reasons, some to do with national defense and other reasons. It is said Arizona has had 170,000 UAP sightings in the last 50 years. It is being called a UAP hotspot. Of course, many might be of multiple witnesses seeing the same object and reporting it. Part of this was the mass sighting by thousands of people of the Phoenix Lights. It was the biggest sighting in history because it was the most watched. It is also said to be the most documented.